at Wayland Academy right now in Beaver Dam, and real excited to introduce the brand new director of athletics, Josh Blumenthal. First of all, Josh, did I get your title correct?
You did get my title correct. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. First of all, I guess before we kind of talk about your background, because you've had quite the experience in a lot of different sports, a lot of different roles in athletics and education over your career. Just kind of talk about you and how you ended up at Wayland and why you ended up at Wayland Academy.
My wife and our two children were in Austin, Texas, at a private school called St. Andrew's Episcopal School, where I was associate AD. And I joked that my wife and I said, what is the polar opposite of Austin, Texas? Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Let's go there. But in all seriousness, Jason Warnick, who's our head of school, had put out an ad for athletic director. And we started talking. And one thing led to another, and showed it to my wife. And just looked like a great place to raise our family. And a month in, so far that has held true.
So what did you know about Wisconsin, probably cheese and Packers? What did you know about Wisconsin before you ended up pursuing this position here at Wayland?
Pretty much cheese and the Packers are true, but I had actually had a player in Texas who had transferred in from the university school in Milwaukee. So I knew a little bit about the Milwaukee, Madison, greater area. But admittedly, when I flew in for my interview, that was the first time I'd ever been to Wisconsin.
So what have your early impressions been? You mentioned you've been here a month or so. Just what have your early impressions been of Wayland and also the city of Beaver Dam and the area in general?
The word nice keeps coming round and round. People are just very caring here, very nice. And it's not just because we're new. We've seen it across, we've traveled across the state, seen some different stuffs and different sites. And people have been so supportive at Wayland of the athletic department, what I'm trying to bring, and then subsequently outside in the community with our children and their endeavors and my wife and her endeavors. People have just been so outwardly nice and accommodating, and has made for the transition to be a lot smoother than we first thought it would be.
Sure, and this is a pretty unique position, at least athletic director position for people, at least in our area, because there are not a lot of boarding type schools in the state of Wisconsin in general. So, I mean, just what are your impressions, because you've been around of Wayland so far? I mean, you haven't had students on campus yet. You've just dealt with probably a lot of employees and maybe some day students as well. Just what have your impressions been of the campus here?
The adults here have been awesome, but I'm really excited to meet the kids. That's why I do this, is for the student athletes and their best possible outcome that they can have, and that's not just necessarily wins. But as far as to your question, Wade, about Wayland, it's ripe for the picking, and I think it's a great, great secret that's been kept too long, and I think it's time to let it out. And we're going to bring in some new things, and I'm a big collaborator and excited to just keep talking and learning and tweaking when I can.
Talking to you and Jason, I think we had Crystal a couple weeks back, and when we talk about your vision for Wayland Academy and maybe athletics, because that's more your forte here right now, but you came from the East Coast, and you've kind of quite the adventure, haven't you? You've been around the country, different parts of the country, and various different roles. Can you kind of talk about where you've been and what some of your experiences have been and things like that?
Absolutely. Originally from New York, Long Island, New York. So for those listening, I'm sorry, you just got another Yankee that moved into town. Or maybe I'm the only Yankee. I have been in Miami. I've been in Massachusetts, been in Rhode Island. I was an NCAA head lacrosse coach in New England and an assistant coach at a few stops. And throughout my tenure at all my stops, at every private schools or colleges, has been marketing. Sell the sizzle I'm a big believer in that saying, and that's what we're going to do here. We're going to do really well in the classroom. We're going to do really well on the courts and the fields, and we're not going to be shy about telling everyone how great we're doing, and hopefully subsequently getting more and more people involved, not just as athletes, but in the community as well.
Josh, you mentioned lacrosse. That's a sport here in Wisconsin that I work for Marion University as well. As you know, they've added men's lacrosse in the last 5 years, women's lacrosse in the last couple. You're seeing it pop up at Division III institutions, you know, not only in Wisconsin but across the Midwest. Talk about lacrosse and your passion for that, and do you feel that you can make an impact growing that sport here in the area as well?
I hope so. Lacrosse is growing, as you said, and you know, Marion's got it, Beloit's got it, and I'm not going to go through the whole litany of schools here, but it's growing, especially in the Madison area, and I like to explain to people when they ask me Beaver Dam, I say it's kind of in the shadows of Madison, so we're not too far away. We're going to host a clinic for our kids, and then we're going to host a clinic for Beaver Dam in October, and I know you, Wade, said you'll help get the message out on that, so we won't spend too much time, but it's something I've done. I just finished my 20th year of coaching this last year in Texas, and it is a great sport. It's the oldest sport ever invented, and it's meant for all over the country, but it has grown up for me in the private boarding school parochial world, and I think it's going to fit in really well here in the Beaver Dam community in Wayland as well.
It's called the Creator's Game for a reason, right? It's the oldest game. Now, you mentioned Wayland. Is that something that you hope to build here on campus? Because, you know, I know a lot of prep schools, lacrosse, you know, especially the ones out east, that's like maybe the major sport that they have. Is that something you hope to grow at the prep level in here at Wayland?
I hope to grow that in every sport here. I don't expect lacrosse to be any bigger than anything else. I expect all of our sports to be big, but I think lacrosse will be a nice addition. There's some other sports, some other non-traditional sports. Rowing is another one that we're considering at some point. Field hockey, some non-traditional sports in the Midwest area. To your point, being from Long Island, I'm obviously selfish, and I say lacrosse is best in Long Island. People from Baltimore would argue with me. But to get back to your question about lacrosse, I think it's great. I think we've got great athletes. We've got smart young men and young women here. And I think it's just a great breeding ground, for the sport.
What is your vision for athletics here at Wayland? I mean, people know, I know this, they've most recently they have a soccer tradition here at Wayland Academy, or they've had some teams that have made some deep runs and some successes individually in other sports. Just what is your envision? What do you envision for the athletic department here at Wayland Academy, and how do you look to grow the program as a whole?
Well, as you mentioned, we have some sports that are really striving and making good strides, and we want to continue to support those. But we also want to support those that maybe need a little extra TLC. And so my vision is to get every sport on not necessarily the same level, but there's a bare minimum that every sport has to meet. And that's not just wins. That's as far as organization, that's style, that's coordination. Wade, being a sports guy, I don't think I have to tell you this, but schools get reputations based on sports teams. You know, when a team goes to another school, they come off the bus, those student athletes, the way that they carry themselves are very representative of the school, in this case, Wayland. So we want to make sure that we're building our athletics, but that we're doing it with very, very strong student athletes pushing the charge.
And it's one of the things, too, and when we had talked the last time, you know, I mentioned extracurriculars, but at Wayland Academy, you know, athletics are curricular. It's in the curriculum, right? Students have to participate in some capacity in athletics here as part of their education?
Yeah, so starting this year, freshmen were required to do 2 sports per year, and everyone else is required to do 1 sport. Now, the hope is that after you do freshman year, that you find 1 or 2 sports that's a passion of yours and you continue with it. So even though you're doing 1 sport mandatory, hopefully you're doing volleyball, but you're also doing softball because you just love to be, in this case, around those young ladies, and you're just loving the sport. And also our coaches are also teachers as well. And so you're seeing them in a different facet, which is an exciting part, to have your math teacher also be your softball teacher.
What are some of the things that you're looking to do as well, you know, to grow the imprint of Wayland and the impact they can make in the community? Because we had talked, there are a lot of people that they drive by, they see the old buildings, but they've never been in here, you know, because there's a history of Wayland that's been here as long as Beaver Dam's been a city. How do you look to grow that communication and maybe just grow the awareness of what goes on here, not only athletics, but also in general on the campus?
Well, I think it's a situation where when I came here not knowing anything about anything, and I went and saw some of these buildings in this school, I'm like, this is a really nice school. And you don't know that until you get on campus. So we've got to get people to step foot on campus through athletics, doing some different promotional events. So for soccer, we'll have pups at the pitch. Bring your dog to the park. For volleyball, we'll do Dig Pink. So reaching out to the community through Daily Dodge and through some other avenues as well, just getting the message out there that not only are we a great school, are we running a great athletic program, but we're having some fun over here too, and we want you to be a part of it.
You know, people talk about Wayland as being a boarding school, but there are kids from the area that attend, right? There are kids that travel, I guess, day students is what you call them here?
Yeah, so it's about 75 to 80% boarding, and then the you know, the majority of that 20% or so are from the area or the Chicago area. But yes, there are local, there are homegrown tomatoes, as you say.
I'm asking you probably more questions that you're ready for a month into the job, isn't it, Josh? We come talk about you as the new athletic director here. And athletic director, you've been at schools similar to what Wayland is before. How is it different, maybe, that people don't know your job compared to maybe someone who's at a different school in the Trailways Conference?
Well, traditionally, Wayland has been a smaller school. It's, you know, compared to our counterpart, Beaver Dam, which is 1,100, we're a fraction of that. And so I think the exciting thing that drew me here is I'll get to know these student-athletes really, really well. And you know them by name, but know them and be able to follow their career. And that's what's exciting to me. And I think that goes across the board for our teachers and for our prefects, which is like resident assistants. It's a really exciting thing. Now, the flip to that is that it's very hard at Wayland Academy to have kids specialize in one sport because you won't be able to make other teams. And we want to make sure that the softball team is the same as the basketball team, is the same as, in this case, you know, the soccer team and what have you, swimming team, what have you. So it's double-edged sword. It's very exciting that you get to really know these students on an intimate level. But the downside is that it's hard to have specialized students. We do have it, but we really want to make sure that the star volleyball player is also playing tennis as well, or you know, vice versa.
When do students arrive on campus? Because that's one of the challenges maybe that you have in athletics, in extracurriculars in general here at Wayland Academy, is that, you know, you maybe show up on campus a little later and can start a little later. Then you have a big break in the winter for the winter sports. So when do students arrive and when do they start getting involved in athletics?
So students arrive back August 15th is when orientation starts. We have a three-day orientation. August 16th at 4 o'clock, I will be meeting with every fall student-athlete as a team, and I can't wait. The countdown clock is on. It's roughly about 3 weeks away, and I couldn't be more excited to go than I am already.
And just talking to you, you've already got a huge jump start into this thing. You got a lot of stuff done that maybe sometimes isn't getting done in athletics. You're telling me you're working on rosters for the whole year already and getting those things preliminary set? And is that how it works here? Kids sign up and they have to kind of know what they want to participate in early in the year?
For the most part, you know, there will be changes. I mean, obviously, you know, kids change sports. But trying to get the rosters done, getting the schedules done, getting transportation done, getting busing done, all the things that I can do now, because when game days start and rainouts happen or, you know, what, you know, acts of God happen, you know, whatever happens, you got to be able to pivot, to use a COVID word. And so with that, I'm trying to get as much stuff done now as I can. So we've got rosters done for every single team. We've got practice schedules done for the fall. We've got games for the fall. We're working on the winter now. So we're really trying to get a jump start. And in addition, as I mentioned, marketing, got all our promotional events as well, which is going to be exciting to roll out this year.
Now, Josh, you have a lot of different ways of talking to you. People can stay involved and stay up to date with what's going on with Big Red Athletics. Can you kind of, I'm going to give you the floor here. Tell me everything people need to know about different ways, avenues, podcasts, you know, websites that they need to know to follow Wayland Academy.
Yeah, well, I think the first one is our Wayland website, wayland.org. We do have a new website rolling out in the next month, so that's going to be exciting, which obviously will be revamped athletics as well. I started a podcast. It's called The Big Red Report. That comes out every other week, so that'll be on our website also. And now the biggest thing is our social media, Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, we revamped. Instagram, we invented, not Instagram itself. It's WA Big Red Sports is our handle. And you can see a lot of things. We post about two things a day and really just trying to keep the excitement. We want people coming back and saying, what the heck are they doing now over there at Beaver Dam? In Beaver Dam and more closely at Wayland Academy.
How important is that, not only get the word out for people here, but when you have students and student-athletes from all over the globe, that you can keep a social media presence so, you know, family members, parents, and just people interested can kind of stay engaged in what's going on here?
It's huge. I mean, we came up with a post that is now pinned on our Twitter and also on our Instagram as well. Not pinned, but our Instagram. It's called Be Red Hot. And that's kind of the slogan that I came up with. And that's what we want you to be red hot in everything you do. And that starts with the social media being, you know, if you're in Pakistan, for example, and you're in Beaver Dam, you should be able to get the same amount of excitement no matter where you are based on some of these posts and what we have coming up. And so we are heavyweight selling the sizzle right now of what Wayland Academy Athletics is and what it's going to continue to grow to.
Well, Josh Blumenthal, thank you so much for the time. I know you're busy here in your office, even though students haven't arrived yet, but I appreciate the time and look forward to working with you and promoting Big Red Athletics at Daily Dodge and WBEV 95X and the podcast as your career goes along here. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And as we end all of our posts with, #GoBigRed.